Russia accuses the United States and its Western allies of seeking to dominate and impose their ideology on the rest of the world. Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov has said that Western interventions in Syria, Libya, and Iraq are rampant violations of the UN Charter, which he said guarantees the independence and sovereignty of world states and non-interference in their internal affairs. He added that the West uses various methods, including regime change against countries which oppose domination on global affairs. Russia's top diplomat also slammed the West's unilateral sanctions against other countries. The West has imposed sanctions on Moscow over its alleged involvement in the Ukraine conflict. Russia dismisses all such allegations as baseless. Lavrov was speaking at a special meeting of the UN Security Council. Mark Sloboda is an international relations and security analyst joining us from Moscow. Tell us what he thinks about what Russia has said. Mark Sloboda, well, looking at what Sergey Lavrov has said, I mean, his forum, his audience is the UN. And, of course, we know the role that the U.S. plays regarding influence on other countries. But really, Russia has been the leader in standing up and resisting. And we could see, for example, the role it has played regarding BRICS. Overall, do you think this route that Russia is taking, standing up to the United States, will pay off?
Well, this isn't a new development. We've heard this message from the Russian government before in 2007 at the Munich conference, at the reunification with Crimea. We've heard it recently at the Valdai Discussion Club, voiced by President Putin himself. This is a reiteration, a warning to the West that its ideology of American exceptionalism is disruptive to the world order, and that Russia and other countries are prepared to resist it in whatever ways they can. What we see is the dying light of a hegemonic, a unipolar world, and a group of countries centered around Russia that are attempting to give birth to a more democratic, multipolar world.
So if we were to take a look at the influence that the U.S. has had, do you think that it's waning, that it's weakening? Because obviously they are imposing themselves. We could count, you can probably tell us many examples. I'm thinking of over 640 or 50 military bases that they have all around the world using their military might to pretty much pursue their agenda.
Yeah, as a U.S. military veteran, I can tell you they have over 1,100 military bases around the world, and that's just not the secret ones. The U.S. is facing a severe case of imperial overstretch. If we look at all of their military political interventions over recent years, almost every one of them has resulted in chaos and destruction of the state in question: Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and so on. So what we see is in Georgia and Ukraine, we have seen Russia resisting and U.S. plans following through. So this is a sign that regional powers can stand up to the United States. And even when they're not facing great powers such as Russia, China, India, even Iran, that the U.S. faces severe problems in its nation-building operations, its regime change operations, that have fallen apart repeatedly. And with this type of foreign policy path, I believe the U.S. is only hastening its own decline in the world.
Mark Sloboda, international relations and security analyst, thank you so much.